for tuning in to Dr. Mac. I am excited for starting Mac Talk. End of August, beginning of September, I lost my father. I knew this was a journey that God put me on. Every time you start a journey, life happens and life begins to life. I was diagnosed with uterine cancer. I kept it to myself for a long time.
Hey, it's Dr. Mac with Mac Talk, and today is day one of my chemo, and I am about to kick ass and take it.
Starting Mac Talk was something that I knew I had to do. I want to make sure that I reach a nation of people that are called to do what they want to do, talk about what they want to talk about, be who they're called to be, but live their lives the way that God intended for them to be, and that's out loud. You watch Mac Talk, you'll see survivors, you'll see people living their life out loud, you'll see people who are purposeful, you'll see people who are intentional, you'll see people that are extraordinary. Thank you for tuning in to Mac Talk. God is a healer. Episode of Mac Talk with yours truly, Dr. Mac. Listen, today's guest is a phenomenal gospel artist nut by the name of Elder Stephan. This is my guy. He's not from Detroit, but he stayed there a little while. So put your hands together for Stephan. I'm joking. I had to get you. How you doing, man?
I am doing well. How are you?
Are you still with Android? You didn't get delivered yet?
Basically, we're going to move on.
Oh, but he's still in the cloud. I just want you to know. The glory is in the cloud. But if you get left behind, don't say I didn't tell you. So tell me a little bit about you. What's going on? What you got? Where you're from? What you're doing? Tell me what's going on.
Born and raised in South Bend, Indiana. Baby of five. Father of two. Grandfather of three.
All right, Papa.
And I moved to Detroit. Lived there for about 12 years. Now I'm in, DFW area. So This is where I'm at.
So what can we expect? What do you got going on? What are you doing?
I'm just doing a lot of preaching and singing right now. So
okay.
So and trying to stay healthy. You're a little bit older. You're trying to keep your life together.
Absolutely, we
so
have to.
That's all I'm doing. Just living life right now.
So you said preaching. How long have you been in ministry?
Probably since they put me in Sunshine Band.
Oh, okay. And you, that was, how old was you in Sunshine Band?
They forced me into ministry at 7 years old.
Wow. If it's okay for us to ask, how old are you now?
I am 45.
Woo. Okay, 45 Club. Welcome.
Thank you.
So what gave you the inspiration to do gospel music?
Really, I grew up listening to a lot of R&B, like old school. So my inspiration was kind of like Donny Hathaway.
That's when music made sense. Music. My grandma says it's a bunch of noise right now, though.
Yeah, it's a bunch of records.
Yeah, that works out. I'm over with that.
So, Donny Hathaway, Jeffrey Osborne, I listened to Michael Jackson, all that stuff growing up. And got into church, and, I even listened to, pop rock back then, Van Halen and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, Billy Joe, that's another one.
I like Billy Joe.
Joe. Got into church, and I became a big fan of the Hawkins, Thomas Whitfield.
Now, see, you in my lane now.
That, became my world. I just got engulfed in choral music. So, as I got older, I became everything I've aspired to be when I was younger. So, and God has opened those doors for me to travel internationally, to do ministry, to do outreach. So, that's my heart's desire. More than singing on the stage or preaching, outreach is my heart.
So what is, now you know I'm from Detroit, so I grew up in Prayer Tabernacle, so I grew up with Tommy Whitfield playing in our living room,
right,
and things like that. So what's your number one cut out of Tommy that you like?
I am persuaded,
Lord,
to love you. I've been changed to bless your name.
That's we're not going to do church, but I like it, because you're going to take us in. I don't want to go yet.
That's my favorite song, man.
If you could give me any kind of advice for this season of your life, let me take that back. If you were to give this season of your life a title, what would you call it?
Instant.
Yes. Tell me how.
I've come to the age and grew in ministry to this place where it doesn't matter how people feel about you, you must remain instant. So many people are fighting to be relevant. They're on social media trying to make a name for themselves. But they're not instant. They purchase the influence. They haven't really groomed themselves to be a person with standards or a person with character. They just have to become a personality for people. So, in this season, instead of being a people pleaser, I must be instant. Scripture lessons know we must be instant in season and out of season. So whether people love it or not, we must remain instant. We must be astute. We must stay ready to do what God has called us to do.
I like that, instant. So my last question before we go, because I got to hear you sing. What can we expect from you this year? What are you working on?
This fall, I will be releasing a project.
Are you going to see this back?
Sure, sure. It's called In Session, and it's called Prophets, being in the care of God, how God is, it's just my testament, how God has covered me and kept me over the years through sickness, through divorce, through church hurt, through self-sabotage. So it's just songs and testaments of what God has done for me, my adoration to Him.
Awesome. Well, put our hands together as I get out of the way. Let's hear from Stephon.
Come on, somebody clap your hands and give God praise. This is all the labor of the Lord.
At His footstool. Why? Because He is holy. How many know God is a holy God? How many know that today? Simple song that says, "Be thou exalted, we lift your name on high.
Be thou exalted, be thou exalted, be thou exalted, we lift your name on high. Be thou exalted, be thou exalted, be thou exalted, we lift your name on high."
Alpha, he's Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is the first, he is the last. He is the God over everything. Come on, somebody, open your mouth and give God glory for the mighty things he's done. Hallelujah.